Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Anita Rosen is here, too, because we always have a lot of fun when Anita joins us, and I'm holding her book in my hand, the E-Commerce Question and Answer Book. This is a second edition, but I suspect there may be another one. I'm not sure. We'll tell us about that in a minute. Anita has spent more than 20 years in the high-tech industry, started when she was only six. And in the last decade, she was part of the team that created the very first e-business site in the world. And that's what makes her one of our top experts. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Anita, the e-commerce question and answer book, I have a second edition. Is that the last edition? Is there a third edition?
Say last. It's the current edition.
I'm sorry?
It's the current edition.
The current edition. That's right. Okay. So, but I know it's sold. You've sold thousands and thousands of these. It's a very important book, folks. Anita, one of the things that I want to do, I know you want to talk in a minute about how to get control of your website, and I want to do that too. But before we do, you haven't done something in a while that you did for us a year or two ago. It was a watershed moment for me when you helped me understand this. And I've been using this so much in the last since you helped us with this. And I almost always, if as long as I have time, remind people where I heard this from. You helped us understand how to put all of the different things you can do online in terms of business into context. And you told us that the umbrella term for all of that is e-business. And inside of that, tell us about that story.
Well, within it, the best analogy is a store. So a store would be your business, your e-business. And within that, you have different elements, one of which is shopping. The other one is purchasing. And shopping is when a customer walks through and decides that they want information. But you also have purchasing. And purchasing is when they actually take their goods and come up to the register to purchase it. But stores also have other events going on. And that falls under it's not part of shopping and it's not part of purchasing. A lot of times it's bringing people to that site or bringing people to your store. So
You called it e-customer service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, when they're walking up to the customer service desk, that's not part of shopping. That's not part of purchasing.
Mm-hmm. They got something else on their mind, don't they?
Yeah.
And so the reason that that's helped me, and it's helped me to help other people, and I want to thank you for giving us that insight, putting those handles on these things to help us understand those, is when people come to me and say, well, you know, I don't need a website because people can't buy my stuff on, you know, I sell battleships maybe, or I sell construction or whatever. You know, I'm a construction company. People can't buy anything on my website, so I don't need one. And that's when I say, well, let me tell you what Anita Rosen would say. and then I explain it to them, you know, as Lucy would do. And then they say, oh, you know, I hadn't thought about that. You mean, yeah, people could shop. They could see pictures of the building that I built, or they could actually go inside and do a 360 of a battleship that I sell, or whatever it might be.
Or some things as simple as you might want to do business with, I mean, I sometimes want to do business with companies. I want their address. I want their telephone number.
Right, right.
Is that on the site? Can I go to the site and get their telephone number and their address? Because I want to mail them something, or I want to find out more. In my business, I do a lot of work with hospitals. Well, I don't purchase anything at that hospital.
Well, and you know, Anita, another thing, when people, I know retailers, small businesses in small town America, retail companies, they lament the fact that people are doing so much buying online. And as you may know, it looks like online buying purchasing is going to be up about 27% this year. And but the thing is, let's think about why people do that. They're at home. They've got their laptop in their lap. And they're and what are they doing? Are they really buying online? Was it their intention to buy online, or was it their intention to first find out what they needed, what they wanted, and then maybe purchase it? Because I actually myself don't do so much buying online as I actually do noodling around, doing, you know, looking for things that I want to see who has it. And so if I've got a retail store, but maybe I don't have an e-commerce component where they can lay their money down, but I at least show them what's available in my stores. If it's me, I'm saying, look, I got time to buy it. I just don't have time to shop for it.
What you're using it for is to find out more information.
It's a locator, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely.
And so that and that's not an expensive thing to put up, is it? A website that just shows people what you have in your catalog.
Well, it's back to what I was talking about. I do work with hospitals. Well, I'm not purchasing any services with a hospital.
Right.
But I go to their website, and because there's a lot of other information that a hospital can provide that I need, mm-hmm. and why should I be calling them up and wasting their time? It's
now,
easier to go find them online and find out what services they have, find out maybe they have some health care programs that I need to know about.
Right. Well, and you know, another thing, Anita, when you and I were coming up in on the online world, the internet was kind of this mystical thing out there that people had fun with, but now it's actually a way to make money, isn't it? I mean, you can save money. One of the ways to save money is e-customer service, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Do you want me to elaborate?
Yes, please.
Okay. what you need to do is the web shouldn't be divorced from your business. How do you currently handle customer service? What currently are the type of questions that customers ask? And what of that can be automated? So you might have a frequently asked questions. And the best thing about a frequently asked questions are, what are the most frequently asked questions that customers ask?
Right.
And it might be pre-sales, and it also is post-sales. So if you mm-hmm. put them online, people can, it's much easier. 3 o'clock in the morning, if someone can't sleep and they're thinking about your company or your product, they can go online and find that information.
Or if they're,
it saves you a lot of money because a person isn't answering those questions.
Or if their sweet little daughter is sitting there beside them and they just, you know, they're you know, taking care of that child, right, Anita?
Yeah.
20 after, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, now that we've got your attention, now that we've convinced every single person in the world that they do need a website if they're in business, Anita's going to help us understand how to make sure you have control of your website. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Anita Rosen, the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Anita Rosen is our guest. You can find her all over my website. We're so proud of her and being a member of our Brain Trust. She's listed very prominently in our Brain Trust list, plus in a number of other suites there that you'll find different topics, especially as it relates to e-commerce, you'll find Anita there. But you can find her alphabetically in the Brain Trust list. And you can listen to archives of past shows that we've done with Anita, that we've conducted with Anita, things that different topics that we've talked about. And so I encourage you to go check those out. Or if you'd like to go straight to the ladies' website, Anita, give us yours, please.
AnitaRosen.com.
All right. Just like it sounds, AnitaRosen, 1S.com. And we can find out more about the book there, too, can't we?
Yes, we can.
Where else is it available?
Everywhere,
isn't it?
I have a book on project management that I wrote.
Yeah.
There's some information on that. And
don't you have an e-commerce product too?
I have a software company that I run, and it's in ReadyGo.com, and it's an e-learning company.
Right.
And what e-learning is creating training and putting it on the web, and not all training can be put on the web. There's a lot of training. You need to have someone in front of you. But there's a lot of training that you need to do that you don't necessarily get to. And it can be self-paced study, and you can put it on your website, and people can take it.
And that's one of the best things that ever happened. That's great for small business because we don't always have time to send people somewhere.
Right. And so, especially you have people located all over the world that you might be accessing. And you can't travel all over the world to train people on your product or your service or whatever it is. So it's really nice to have it up there, and it's just-in-time training, just when they need it, when it's available.
It's one of the ways that small business owners really level the playing field when they're competing against all comers, don't they?
Well, the benefit of a website is no one knows how big or small you are.
Right.
If you handled your website professionally, you could be a one-man shop and look like you have a very, and I know companies that are thousands of people and one-man shops that have nicer websites.
Right, exactly. Now
what makes a good website is the focus on the customer, not focus on you, but what does the customer want? Why would someone come to your website? What information would they want? And typically, most business people know what they want because they have customers coming to them. And why do people call them up on the phone? Why do people come to them?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have to go out? And what questions do their customers want asked? And you already know that information. All a website is taking it and writing it down.
You know, Anita, one of the things for those folks who have traditional businesses who are trying to, you know, who have or are trying to make the transition, and folks, as Anita will be quick to tell you, the traditional business and the online business, it's not either or, it's both and, isn't it, Anita?
Oh, definitely. It's like saying, well, you know, I have my business and then I have a fax machine.
Right.
It's not separate from your business.
Right. It's all the same thing. But the thing is that you wouldn't set up your storefront and lock the door put something behind the door to block, you know, where people have to make it difficult for people to come in. You wouldn't arrange your fixtures so that people couldn't move around them. And so that's the way you need to think about your website, isn't it, Anita?
It's definitely completely focused on the customer. Why are they there? What questions do they ask? What information do I need to put up to answer those questions?
Now, that's maybe intuitive to think about and want, but it's not so intuitive and so easy to make happen, is it?
Well, because you have to sit down and think. Why do people come? What questions do they ask? What information do I need to give them? And then you need to sit down and write it. And a lot of people, that's not easy.
Well, and also, it's not always automatic when you get somebody to develop your website either, is it?
Well, the problem is do they know your business?
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one issue you have when you have someone else do it. Do they know your business? Do they understand your issues? Do they know your customer?
A lot of times when people go to set up a website, Anita, they talk about colors and graphics and things like that instead of the core fundamentals of why the website's there.
Well, it's no different than developing a brochure. When you sit down with a graphic artist, they are, of course, going to be caught up in the visuals. But you need to bring it back to, you want them to have the visuals because you want it to look nice. But the core is, why are you creating that brochure? Who's the customer? What information do they need?
Mm-hmm.
And it always comes back to the core, and the core is the customer.
Right. All right. So how do we make sure that we what are some couple of things? We got about a minute. What are a couple of things that we need to focus on that help us understand how to make the core of our business show up on our website?
Pretty much what we've been talking about this entire time is why are your customers coming? What questions do they ask? What information do you have that you can write down? And if you can do that, that's the first step, is write down a frequently asked question. Write down all the things the customers come to you that you can actually write down that you don't have to. If you could pick up the phone and answer that question, then you could write it down.
Mm-hmm. And just imagine.
Answer all of them, but maybe you can get 80%. That would save an awful lot of your time. And how many times do you say the same answer over and over and over
mm-hmm.
again?
That's the good part about a website. It can keep repeating, and it saves a lot of voice there. Anita, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us your website again, please.
AnitaRosen.com.
AnitaRosen.com and ReadyGo.com, right?
Right.
That's where they can get the e-learning tools. I encourage you to check those out. The book is called The E-Commerce Question and Answer Book. Thank you, Anita. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with Dr. Patricia Green. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.